rents continue to climb. President Biden and student loans made the news, and investors are watching the Fed gathering in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Just some of the business news headlines from today, the 24th day of August, 2022. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Meanwhile, Longhorn Steakhouse is facing a big class action lawsuit. What? No more checking at Burger King? If you're working from home, you may be asked to take a pay cut. Party on at Party City for the upcoming holiday that promises to be really big. We've got the Wall Street Report, and a new study has revealed the prime wage for Americans. Now you're going to be either shocked or impressed. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you are with us again today. Hey, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. We also, of course, have a Facebook page, and yeah, we are on Instagram as well. Seems like you got to do all those kind of things, right? Well, we kick things off by looking at the cost of renting in the United States, and we can tell you rents are still climbing. CNN is reporting that rents hit a record high in July for the 17th month in a row, putting even more pressure on renters. The national median rent hit a new high of $1,879 a month in July. That's up 12.3% from a year ago, according to Realtor.com. While rents have been hitting new records for nearly a year and a half, there are some early signs that the market may be starting to cool off. July marked the sixth straight month of moderating growth, retreating from a 17% year-over-year rent increase back in January. Still, rents rose by double-digit percentages in all size categories in July compared to just a year ago. Want to hear about what's going on? Well, monthly rents for studios are up 14.3% to over $1,500 for an apartment. One-bedrooms are up 12.2% for $1,745, and two-bedrooms up 11.7%, going to cost you $2,103 on average. Rents in the cities like Miami and New York continue to climb, but even in the burbs, it's getting more expensive. But we may see, as I said just a moment ago, a cooling off. July data shows rent growth is leveling off at a relatively cooler pace than last year. And although 72% of landlords reported plans to raise rents within the next year, the rate held steady in the second quarter over a previous quarter. We shall see. On Wednesday, President Biden announced there would be some student loan forgiveness of $20,000, but there is a but. Borrowers who hold loans with the Department of Education and make less than $125,000 a year are eligible for up to $20,000 in student loan forgiveness if they obtained Pell Grants for college. Individuals who make less than $125,000 a year but did not receive Pell Grants are eligible for $10,000 in loan forgiveness. The Biden administration also announced undergraduate federal loans cap their payment at 5% of their monthly income. Additionally, the White House is extending the pandemic-era pause on student loan repayments one final time until December 31. When the Federal Reserve meets for the first time in person this week, Wall Street will be watching for any hint of what the Fed will do when it comes to interest rates. This year's symposium will take place in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and it will no doubt center on curbing inflation. But that's not all that's going to be discussed, and Wall Street will be watching every clue and every word that comes out of the meeting. Investors are expecting a rate hike, but also hoping the central bank will stop as we enter 2023. Today, the markets, well, they were a bit muted, and I will have those numbers for you in just a bit. Longhorn Steakhouse has a national footprint of 500 locations, and now the company that was started with one restaurant back in 1981 is facing a class action lawsuit. Mashed is reporting that the lead plaintiff filed her lawsuit in a Pennsylvania federal court in March and welcomes everyone who has worked for Longhorn as a tipped employee during the covered time frame to join her. The lawsuit alleges that GMRI Incorporated, which operates the Longhorn Steakhouse locations, failed to properly compensate tipped workers. Federal minimum wage laws in many states allow companies like GMRI to claim tip credits, according to paychecks. However, the restaurants are responsible for ensuring that employees actually get compensated in line with the standard minimum wages relevant to their location. Class Action says that this lawsuit alleges GMRI failed to do that. Staying on the restaurant beat for just a moment, Burger King has announced the end of a popular sandwich. And why? USA Today is reporting that Burger King's Ch'King chicken sandwich, which was released in June of last year and consisted of hand-breaded chicken with pickles and sauce on a potato bun, is sadly going away. The sandwich, which was announced just, what, a year ago, is going to be gone. Don Arcordio, CEO of Burger King's major franchisee Carrols Restaurant Group, said, quote, "They spent a fortune on the chicken sandwich, and it just didn't do what it was supposed to do. The Ch'King didn't generate the excitement that it was hoped for," end quote. As you can imagine, fans of the sandwich are incensed. They are not approving, saying the Burger King Ch'King was the best of all of the chicken sandwiches. So much for the chicken wars. You know, one of the ways some employers are attempting to stem the financial implication of higher wages is to cut the pay of those who are working from home. The LA Times is reporting that with the pandemic easing, more companies are calling workers back to the office. Even so, about 30% of all paid workdays are still being done from home. That's up from just 5% before the COVID-19 outbreak. That, according to the Working from Home Research Policy Project, led by economists at Stanford and the University of Chicago. Paying remote workers less is a practice that is already catching on abroad. In Britain, the law firm of Stephenson Harwood recently announced that employees who could work from home on the condition that they take a 20% pay cut. Right now, such arrangements are rare here in the U.S., probably because of the tight labor market, but that could change in the event of a recession or as employers eye how much remote working can lower labor costs and boost the bottom line. Hey, if you're looking for a fun job, speaking of jobs, it seems that pent-up demand for going out and having a big time is causing Party City to hire up to 20,000 more workers. Why? Think Halloween. CNN is reporting that Halloween sales are expected to be much more robust this year as celebrations return with pre-pandemic fervor. Party City is hiring 20,000 workers in the coming weeks, outpacing the number of new employees it's hired in the past years during the same time period. The retailer last hired 17,000 workers ahead of the Halloween season. New positions, including team leaders, supervisors, sales and stock associates, and cashiers, will be available in more than 750 Party City retail stores nationwide and in 150 Halloween City pop-up locations. The chain is opening more Halloween City pop-ups than in past years, which is why increasing the need for more staff. Party on. Wall Street was rather meh today, but the major averages did close in the green. The Dow picked up 59 points to close at 32,969, while the NASDAQ added 50 points to end the trade at 12,431, and the S&P 500 was up by 12 points to close at 4140. All 11 of the S&P 500 indexes closed higher, led by energy and followed by real estate. Investors are now bracing for the Fed meeting and then Fed Chair Jay Powell's remarks on Friday. And finally, there is this. We're going to talk about wages. It seems the lowest wage Americans are now willing to take for a new job is just shy of $73,000 a year. That is up 5.7% from a year ago, according to a new New York Fed study. Deeper dives into the data show men and women workers' pay picking up steam since the start of the pandemic, but, big but here, alarmingly, the wage gap for women is widening, with base pay expectations climbing to $86,259 for men and slipping to $59,543 for women. The findings also show pay for workers without college degrees has jumped 23% since March of 2020. That's a wrap for the business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.